Okay, something big is about to happen later this month, July of 2026, in gold. And of course, it involves China. So welcome to the Special Analysis. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me. And I'm recording this on, what is it, July 10th. And as you know, July 4th came and went, and there was a lot of online speculation, and more than speculation. Judy Shelton was talking about this for years, this idea that perhaps U.S. gold would be revalued because it's still on the books at the Treasury at only $42.22 per ounce when it's actually worth about, you know, $4,000 plus an ounce, or if not more. So there was a lot of speculation that there would be a revaluation which would free up at least $1 trillion or more for the U.S. Treasury to try to pay down, you know, the debt. And make the debt to GDP ratio look better so that Treasury yields would go lower and maybe the 10-year would stay below 5%, right? That was the thinking. And the thinking was that this would happen perhaps on July 4th. Well, it did not happen on July 4th, but the idea is still fully valid and it may yet happen this year. We just don't know the timing of it. And we also don't know what the Treasury may be waiting for. Maybe they're waiting for gold prices to go higher so they can revalue at the market price and get more than $1 trillion of payoff of the U.S. debt. So what would make gold prices go higher? Well, that's what's about to happen, I believe. And again, it involves China. Now, coming on July 24th, and this is not speculation, this is already announced, China's major banks, the Agricultural Bank of China, the China Construction Bank, the Ping An Bank, the ICBC, and a bunch of others, Postal Savings Bank, they are going to halt all retail purchasing of precious metals on margin, meaning effectively they are ending the paper marketplace for gold and silver at the retail level. And the reason they're doing that, And this has already been announced, and they've said that everybody has to liquidate all their positions, close them out, or take physical delivery before July 24th, which is just 2 weeks away at this point, right? So now, notably, this does not affect the big bank commercial marketplace for gold and silver, where there are still ETFs and paper contracts and things like that. But a lot of the volatility in gold and silver was being pursued by the retail side of, you know, Chinese citizens. And also this happens in India, this happens in Thailand, this happens in Vietnam, and, you know, well, everywhere, but especially in Asia, where gold is recognized as, you know, a real store of value. But there was a lot of speculation on gold, and because of the volatility, as we've seen, you know, gold has been $5,500 an ounce earlier this year, and now it's 4,000 something, this volatility can wipe out a retail investor if they are investing on margin. And so China has decided that they will not allow their everyday retail people to bet on gold and silver and possibly risk being wiped out. Not just wiped out of the amount of money they bet on it, but wiped out by 10x more than they bet, because a lot of people don't understand how options work, and you can lose more than what you put up. Now, this was something that was coming for a long time, and it will impact the entire world, which I'll explain here. But the Shanghai Gold Exchange, or the SGE, had been over the last couple of years slowly raising the margin requirements for betting on gold and silver. And you know, when you raise the margins, it reduces the amount of leverage that retail investors can invoke. So it makes the markets, you know, more conservative and less volatile. So they have raised the margins ultimately to more than 100%. I know. And then, I mean, the margins actually hit 140%. So you had to deposit more money than what you were actually trading in gold and silver. This has ended now with the complete outlawing of leverage positions. as the end game here for retail investors. So the upshot of this is that without these paper markets at retail, then gold and silver cannot be very easily manipulated by retail traders. Now, interestingly, the large bank, the financial and commercial traders that operate in China are, of course, controlled by the Chinese government. And so they are not manipulating the price of gold and silver artificially in the way that the West might want to do. So in other words, what really happens is that American agents who are desperately trying to suppress the price of gold and silver in order to protect the dollar and, you know, protect the debt market, the treasuries, they go to China and then they pose as retail investors and they sell the paper markets to artificially suppress the prices of the physical metals. And this is being done, you know, China knows this is being done by U.S. agents or proxies for the West, and they know this is part of a global manipulation of gold and silver. So by shutting this down, the SGE is ending the ability of Western operators to easily manipulate gold and silver prices for the actual physical metal in Asia. And the result of that is going to be almost certainly that actual price discovery will begin to take place following July 24th. And price discovery will show gold and silver as, again, almost certainly, but this is just my best guess, as being higher than what the paper markets show. Because the paper market manipulation is always trying to keep the prices artificially low. So as that paper market is outlawed in China, the retail marketplace will be based on physical delivery of gold and silver, or a one-to-one ratio. You know, if you want to buy gold or sell gold, you actually have to buy or sell the physical gold, and you can't just bet on margin and crush the price with paper. You're going to have to actually deal with physical gold. In fact, in Hong Kong, there is a massive expansion of the settlement system for gold and a storage system for gold, the vaults. So there's an offshore vault in Hong Kong that has been opened by the Shanghai Gold Exchange. And that physical capacity is being expanded to hold more than 2,000 tons within about 3 years. Currently, it's holding less than 200 tons. There's an expansion underway right now to reach 200 tons of metals. And again, that's going to be 2,000 tons by 2029 is the plan. So there's also a courier of gold and silver called SF Holding that operates in Hong Kong. They're opening a 100-ton vault near the Hong Kong airport around October of this year. Why is this happening? Because, of course, they anticipate a massive amount of physical metal coming into Hong Kong, i.e. China, via Hong Kong. Now, why are they anticipating a massive amount of metal coming in? Well, it's not difficult to figure this out. If the paper manipulation is outlawed for the retail markets, and if actual price discovery is allowed to take place, then gold and silver spot prices in Shanghai will, like I said earlier, almost certainly rise to be something higher than what they are in London or you know, New York or COMEX, whatever, you know, the Western markets. As a result of that, then there's going to be, of course, triage. So there will be smart people who will buy physical gold and silver from the United States or London, and they will fly it to Hong Kong. And they will sell it there at the higher spot price by delivering the physical metal. And then they will, of course, pocket the difference as profit. So if the West is manipulating the gold and silver paper markets, which, of course, is definitely happening from the banks, you know, JP Morgan, come on, and the federal government, the Treasury, et cetera, all involved in heavy, heavy metals market manipulation through paper markets. If the price is artificially low, in the United States, then the smart players are going to say, well, they're going to place a contract on the COMEX, and they're going to stand for delivery of those metals at the artificially low manipulated paper price. And then they're going to take physical delivery, you know, until the COMEX defaults, which is exactly where this is headed, at least in my view, that's where this is going. But until then, they're going to take physical delivery, they're going to put it on a plane, fly it to Hong Kong, and pocket, you know, whatever, $10 per ounce profit on silver, maybe $100 an ounce profit on gold. It's just easy money. It's like money for nothing and your chicks for free. You know, that's what people are going to do. Now, think about the net result of this. Number one, it's going to cause a massive flood of gold and silver to come into China physically. It's going to deplete the Western vaults and the COMEX and wherever there's still any metal in London or New York or Chicago or vaults or whatever that's, you know, government money or banking system metal. That's going to be depleted, and it's going to just ship over to China, which is exactly what China wants. China is in gold accumulation stage right now. In fact, they are officially claiming that they have over 2,300 tons of gold as of June of this year. 2,300 plus tons. They have been buying gold for 20 months straight since about November of 2024. And just in June alone, they added almost 15 tons of gold to what they already hold. Now, we also know that the amount of gold that China is reporting is underreported. And so, as they are saying they have 2,346 tons, the bigger truth, at least according to experts that I've interviewed and spoken with over the years, they believe that China has more like 20,000 tons of gold. So 10 times more than they are stating, if not more. I've heard numbers even higher than that, 30,000, for example. So when you understand that Hong Kong is being positioned as a physical settlement hub to attract international gold and silver into China, where prices will be allowed to move higher naturally with natural price discovery of actual spot value of gold and silver, which is never allowed in the West, by the way. When you realize that, and you realize that the BRICS nations have been steadily working towards a concept of a gold-backed settlement currency of some kind, doesn't even have to be the yuan, just some kind of settlement system that handles international trade without using the dollar and is partially backed by gold, you realize that in order to do that, you would have to have a lot of gold, and you'd have to be able to announce an enormous amount of gold that's audited. And that looks like exactly what China is preparing to do. They're going to announce at some point a new international settlement currency system that's partially backed by gold, maybe 20% or so, and they're going to be able to show the gold, and it's probably going to be 20,000 tons or more, and they're going to have the real physical marketplace up and running, which makes sense for them also because they need silver industrially in China. They need to acquire silver for manufacturing of medical devices and solar panels and telecom, electronics, you know, you name it. Batteries, right? High-end battery chemistry using silver. So they need to acquire a lot of silver, but they also need a lot of gold for monetary reasons, for international trade and settlements outside the dollar. So it looks to me, and I think many others are seeing the same thing, that China is preparing for an eventual, well, let me say it this way. They're going to break the Western gold and silver price manipulation system, and they're going to drain the gold and silver physically out of Western vaults. So if you put the pieces of this puzzle together, it looks like China is making a run to control the price of gold and silver by freeing it from Western paper manipulation. But in the run-up to that, China has been accumulating gold on a massive scale for several years. It, you know, maybe really a decade or longer, but accelerating over the last couple of years. So this sequence of events actually makes sense. You know, first, since the West is manipulating the price of gold and silver through paper to be artificially low, if you're China and you're smart about this, you first want to acquire gold and silver at the artificially low price by demanding delivery on the contracts. And that's what's been happening for the last several years, and that's why COMEX has been stretched thin on deliveries, etc. That's why deliveries have been delayed out of London, etc. And then once you accumulate all the physical gold and silver that you want, that you need for your project, then you allow the price to become real, which allows the value of gold and silver to rise to the actual market intrinsic value. That's what we think is about to happen, starting July 24th. Of course, it will take several months for this to work its way through the system. And then once that value rises to its natural higher point, which, you know, depending on who you listen to, that could be gold at 6,000 an ounce or 8,000 an ounce or 10,000 or whatever, you know, who knows? Then you have, as a gold holder, China, you have a much higher, you know, dollar value of gold that you can use to back your settlement currency. So if you're going to back your settlement currency with 20% gold, then you need enough gold at a high enough value that equates to 20% of the amount of settlement currency that you have in circulation. And the easiest way to get there is to do exactly what I've been describing here. You know, accumulate a lot of gold at a discount and then end the paper manipulation as much as you can. Let the price rise to its normal point, its supply-demand point for physical spot. And then, voila, you suddenly have this massive value of gold to back your settlement currency. And from there, you can maneuver to make the dollar obsolete in terms of international trade for things like oil. Mm-hmm. You notice, of course, the United States is always punishing Iran or other countries like Russia and saying, we won't let you sell oil. Well, how does the U.S. even have control? Because most oil sales are in dollars. That's how. And since the U.S. controls the dollar banking system, the SWIFT system, and all of the major banks throughout Europe, you know, London and New York in particular, then the dollar, whoever controls the dollar, controls the ability to stop anyone from trading in dollars for oil or anything else. So by bypassing that, China will be creating a system where they can trade with the rest of the world without using the dollar and without being subjected to U.S. tariffs, which have been really hurting China, and other U.S. trade sanctions, which have been hurting China allies such as Russia and Iran in particular. But through this alternative settlement currency system, which will directly compete with the dollar, China will be able to trade with India, for example, without having to deal with U.S. sanctions. China can trade with Turkey. China can trade with, you know, North Korea, for that matter, or a U.S. ally like Japan, without the U.S. being able to interfere. That's the ultimate goal. And China, if you know anything about Chinese culture, China is a long game player. They don't think about how do we win next quarter. They think about how do we win over the next generation. They play the long game. And they have a lot of patience and they have a lot of strategic intelligence. And this plan that I've outlined here, this is a genius level plan to take away from the United States its hegemonic power over the world with its dollar, you know, dollar weaponization, and also the West's manipulation of gold and silver markets. Through this mechanism I've described here, China can slowly take that away, force actual organic price discovery on gold and silver, and China can accumulate a much larger volume of physical gold and silver. They'll use the silver in industry, and they'll use the gold as a shoring up their settlement currency, where they can show audited gold stores, you know, actual vaulted gold that will impress the world with the fact that, oh my God, this currency really is backed by gold. It's not just a promise like you get from the United States, which has a bunch of empty vaults and a bunch of empty promises. You see, this is how China defeats the West financially without firing a single shot. Now, whoever holds gold and silver during this process is almost certainly going to be very happy that they have it, because the spot price will, like I said, almost certainly rise, because it's being artificially manipulated to be kept low right now. So if you have gold and silver right now, hold on to it and watch this situation carefully. Now, the caveats here are that, number one, I don't have any super secret intel from China. I'm just giving you my best assessment based off of public information. But everything I've said here is true about the timing, like, you know, July 24th, and about the Shanghai Gold Exchange and their plans and the expansion of the vaults in Hong Kong near the airport and all of these things. You can look all these things up, and they are indeed easily verified. Okay. However, I'm not a financial advisor, and I'm not telling you how to invest money, but I am encouraging you to understand this dynamic, because I think, and this is why I'm holding on to gold and silver, I think that gold holders of physical gold and silver, you know, that's in your name, either in your hands or vaulted in your name, not paper gold and silver, but owners of physical gold and silver, are going to see the dollar value of those metals rise dramatically as China's plan kicks in, which will evolve over more than just a few months. This is a multi-year plan, but we could begin to see the early phases of it starting July 24th. I wouldn't be surprised if gold is back to its all-time highs before the end of this year, for example, due to what's happening here that I'm describing. It may not hit that, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if it did. And from there, who knows how high it wants to go? And there's another thought here, is that maybe Judy Shelton's plan in the United States, maybe Trump and Besant are waiting on the natural value of gold to rise even higher before they announce the revaluation of the however many ounces of gold is on the Treasury balance sheet right now at $42 per ounce. Forgot the exact number of ounces, but I think it's currently valued at only $11 billion. If gold hits, let's say, $8,000 an ounce, then that would free up, I think, about $2 trillion, roughly, give or take, of basically free cash for the Treasury that it can use to buy back some of the outstanding debt and effectively lower the yields on the 10-year Treasury yields, which, of course, that is priority number one. They are working to save the debt market more than they're working to save the currency. They don't care about the dollar currency. They care about the Treasury debt market, the 10-year bond. That's what they have to save. And if they can see gold actually move up to $8,000 an ounce instead of $4,000, then they can double the amount of money that frees up for the Treasury in order to help, you know, pay down the debt. And it's not that they care about paying down the debt per se. It's that they care about the yields on the 10-year being kept under 5%. That's the key. They got to keep them under 5%, or basically all hell breaks loose in the financial markets, and then things get really ugly very quickly in a spiraling, you know, feedback loop of financial doom. And they don't want that to happen. So they're going to pull out all the stops. So maybe that's why this did not happen on July 4th, you know, the revaluation, because gold wasn't valuable enough on July 4th. Maybe they're waiting for China to do this, kick gold up to 6,000 or 8,000 or more per ounce, and then they do the revaluation, and then the Treasury gets even more money, and then they can pay off even more debt. Or maybe they plan to revalue gold more than once. Maybe they'll do it soon at 4,000 and then again at 8,000. Maybe they'll do it, you know, every year or something, you know, who knows? Again, I don't have a crystal ball. I can't read the mind of Scott Bessent. I actually don't even want to know what's going on inside that skull. But whatever it is, I don't think they put America first. I think they're putting the bankers first. And the American people who don't know what's happening are probably going to be financially, you know, really harmed by this, which is why I'm sharing this information. So holding gold and silver is the smart play in this context. It's very clear. You're going to ride the natural price discovery increase as these events happen in China. And then if there is a revaluation announced by the Treasury, you know, sometime this year or sometime next year, then you would benefit from that tremendously by holding physical gold. Not necessarily holding paper gold or ETFs, but actually holding physical. So that's a really great reason to hold on to gold and silver if you have it. And if you want to acquire more, of course, you can acquire it through Battalion Metals. And we are an affiliate partner with Battalion Metals. And Battalion Metals is co-founded by Tucker Carlson. So you know it's high integrity, it's trustworthy. You can reach them at metalswithmike.com. And you can see their prices. They're very competitive, high integrity. They protect your privacy. They guarantee delivery. And they'll waive the shipping insurance fee if you use discount code RANGER. And yeah, that gives us a little bit of credit on your order, but it's very tiny because they have almost no markup, you know? I mean, just seriously, if you were to shop around, you would see that instantly. You know, there are a lot of like gold scammers out there that will mark up gold like 40% and try to scam retired people. Oh my God, it's a big scam out there. In fact, Tucker Carlson did a whole piece on that, a big video exposing all the scams out there. And then Tucker chose to go into business with Chris Olsen to form Battalion Metals. And I've been working with Chris Olsen for, 7 years now? And then Tucker Carlson came and co-founded Battalion Metals with Chris. And that's when I became an affiliate of Battalion Metals. So you know that this is a high integrity operation because of the due diligence that we've all conducted in order to choose to work together. There's not a more philosophically aligned high integrity operation in the entire business in North America. I mean, seriously, these are the guys you want to work with. So metalswithmike.com if you want to get gold and silver. If you don't, that's fine. Do what's best for you. Do your own research. Watch this situation carefully. There is risk in gold and silver, as we've seen. You know, the market's off substantially from earlier this year, and it might still go lower. But this also might be the bottom, the new bottom. And things could change dramatically by, well, starting July 24th. I'm not predicting a massive surge on that day, just to be clear. I'm saying that's when the rules change in China. And from that point, we should start to see a slow, steady correction of price discovery because of a very sharp reduction in the ability of operators to engage in paper market manipulation of physical metals. And China's going to end up being probably the only real honest market of, well, you know, Shanghai in particular, the world's most honest market of gold and silver. Whereas, you know, London and New York and the COMEX, everything from the West is going to be considered to be very untrustworthy, highly fraudulent, a lot of paper rehypothecation of the same physical assets, you know. A lot of excuse making on deliveries, like, oh, our forklifts aren't working again. You know, we heard that. It's just a bunch of excuses. And ultimately, probably defaults on delivery from the main COMEX vault and things like that. That's my guess. I think they're going to default in the West, but not overnight. It's going to take time for that to happen. But who knows? Maybe they'll find a way to stumble through the whole thing and they'll beg the government to bail them out or something. And that's when Bessent is going to find out you can't print gold. Yeah, you can print fiat currency. You can print dollars. You can't print gold, dude. You can't print silver. Good luck with that, because it's a physical element. That's why physical is king in this marketplace. So either have physical in your hands, self-custody, or have it vaulted, physically vaulted for you in your name, so that you actually have your name on a specific quantity of ounces. I believe that's called allocated, and there's segregated storage as well. And Battalion Metals offers those services as well. If you if you want a highly secure, highly well insured through Lloyd's of London vaulting service, they have that as well. So check them out at metalswithmike.com, and I'll keep you posted on this. We'll see what happens. It's going to be really interesting. But I'll tell you this. Look, bottom line, you know me, and I'm not saying that you should follow everything that I do on this, but I own zero stocks, or as we say, stonks. Yeah, I don't play in the stonk market because I don't trust it. I think it's all a giant Ponzi scheme. I really don't trust the stonk market at all. So I don't own any stocks. I invest in my own company, of course. We just purchased a new ICP-MS mass spec lab instrument, by the way. That was a few $100,000. So yeah, I mean, I invest in my own company for clean foods production and testing and so on. So I guess you could say, well, yeah, I'm investing in one company, which is my own company. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. But I don't invest in anybody else's company because I don't trust the system. I don't trust counterparty risk. I don't trust the banks. I don't trust the, you know, the Robin Hoods and the Fidelities and all those investment funds. I don't trust them at all. And you can tell. I wouldn't give them a dime of my money because I don't think I'm ever going to see it again, frankly. I trust gold and silver either in my hands or vaulted outside the banking system. I trust land because I can, you know, walk on it. I can see it. I trust gold and silver because it's physical and real. I trust, you know, a giant tank of diesel fuel. I trust real physical things like that. I trust copper and platinum and palladium and, you know, dysprosium and all the other elements. Because there they are. I can see a pile of copper or whatever. I don't trust the stonk market at all. And I don't think I ever will. So that's just me, though. And, you know, and of course, I don't trust the Treasury. I don't trust municipal bonds. I don't trust any of that stuff. I don't invest in any of that stuff. I'm not saying that that's right for you. You may have found a better way to make it all work. For me personally, I don't have time to do risk assessment on a Ponzi scheme, fraudulent gambling casino known as the stonk market. So I don't even mess with it. I buy what I can trust. Gold and silver and land and diesel fuel and, you know, high-end batteries and solar systems and things like that. And then I don't have to worry about it just vanishing the next day. But that's me. That's my take on it. Do what's best for you. Get good financial advice. You know, every situation is different. Yours may be very different from mine, but do what's right for you. And thank you for listening. You can follow more of my work at brightvideos.com. And of course, my articles are at naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening. Take care. Right now, more than ever, it's critical to eliminate counterparty risk. That's my belief. And don't take this as financial advice because I'm not your financial advisor. But when you want physical gold and silver in your hands or vaulted, professionally vaulted, insured, high security vault, etc., that eliminates that counterparty risk, which I think is an extreme risk right now. I think banks are going to fail and we're going to have bank bail-ins. The currency is failing every day, you know, kind of little by little because of all the money printing and the valuation erosion that's accelerating. Also because of what's happening in the Middle East, more and more countries are agreeing to sell oil in currencies other than the dollar. And the only way that treasury yields are kept low is by the Fed printing money and buying our own debt because there aren't enough international buyers to buy our debt anymore. So our country is like a snake eating its own tail financially. It's buying its own debt, and this is going to end badly. And when it does, in my opinion, those who hold dollars, even in bank accounts or in the stock market or whatever, they're going to be devastated by the losses. Gold and silver are the best way, in my opinion, to preserve your assets and make it through the coming storm. And the best place to get gold and silver is a company I've been working with, the original founders of the group, for 6 or 7 years now. Today it's called Battalion Metals, and you can reach them at metalswithmike.com. And the reason it's called Battalion Metals now is because they did a joint venture with Tucker Carlson. So Tucker Carlson is the co-founder of Battalion Metals. It's the same group I've worked with for years. And let me tell you about these people. They are pro-freedom, pro-liberty, pro-Ron Paul type of people. They respect your privacy. They understand the importance of your security, your privacy,
and the importance of giving you gold and silver at the best possible competitive prices. So there's no bait and switch. There's no, you know, rigging. There's no weird coins like, here, have this 1.5 ounce thing that nobody knows what it is. They don't play games. Otherwise, I wouldn't promote them. This is the same company, MetalsWithMike.com, Battalion Metals. This is the same group that I recommend to my family, to my friends, and that I use myself. And I stack gold and silver every month, just a certain amount every month, and I have it vaulted with their vaults because I know I can trust them because they're professionals. They're high integrity people. They're not fly by night. They are the kind of people that you can trust. Again, otherwise I wouldn't even be associated with them. So when you want to get gold and silver in your hands and eliminate that counterparty risk, this is the way to do it. Just go to metalswithmike.com. You can see the prices right there online in real time at Battalion Metals, or you can schedule a call with them. Just use this button right here, schedule a call. And they are trustworthy, high integrity, knowledgeable people who can help you devise a strategy that's suitable for you. Just remember, I'm not your financial advisor. I can't give you an investment strategy personalized for you. You need to do that yourself with your own advisors. You can talk with Battalion Metals and they can help give you a lot of information and some planning as well. But make the best decision for you. And you're going to make it through this. You'll make it through the storm, even as other people lose the value of their dollars or their other investments. Gold and silver will make it through. And right now, in my opinion, gold and silver are still at an incredible buying opportunity in terms of price compared to where they're going to be represented in dollars in the near future. That's my opinion. Do your own research. Do what's best for you. And check it all out at metalswithmike.com. So thanks for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. God bless you all. Take care.